Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Dwarty Nursery, the leader in clean, clonal, containerized tree and vine production. Plant the latest Dwartec advances in your new orchard or vineyard and reap the rewards. Assembly Bill 1066 made it through the California Assembly. It now waits for a final decision from Governor Jerry Brown. We spoke with Anthony Raimundo for some perspective on the issues involved with the bill. Raimundo is a Fresno-based attorney who has been representing farmers and farm labor contractors for over 15 years. He noted the potential action farmers will need to take if the bill is signed into law.
It's going to be different for different commodities. For example, the increased overtime in some industries is going to drive automation. So you're going to lose jobs because now it's worth it for people to do the research and development to have more automation and more machine harvested crops and less labor. In other industries, you're going to see more of an increase of things like H-2A guest workers in order to keep hours down. But in the end, what employers are going to do is make sure that hours are down so that their costs don't go up.
Raimundo noted how these actions would impact farm workers.
So in the end, this is really going to cost farm workers in terms of their real wages, and it creates a massive economic disadvantage for California's agricultural industry, the industry that employs all these folks.
Policies like AB 1066 become increasingly problematic as the global agricultural industry continues to become more competitive. Raimundo talked about the repercussions of continuing to make farming in California more difficult.
Under federal law, there is no agricultural overtime whatsoever. In most of the world, they don't care about minimum wage and overtime. And increasingly, agriculture has become a global marketplace in which we compete against countries that do not maintain the same labor standards nor the same environmental standards that we maintain. So our agricultural industry continues to remain at an economic disadvantage with the rest of the world. This only increases that and magnifies that disadvantage for California within our own country.
Duarte Trees and Vines is introducing four new clones of pistachio rootstocks. These UCB1 clones are screened for extremely high salt tolerance and extraordinary vigor. Call Duarte Nursery at 1-800-472-3833 to organize a field tour with your Duarte Nursery field representative this summer and take delivery of a new standard of pistachio and rootstock performance spring of 2017. That number again is 1-800-472-3833.
This is California Ag Today.